Listen up, dark skies explorers. This is a very distinctive constellation. You might even have seen it before. Meet our brave and handsome hunter, Orion. Most prominent in the winter evenings, it's not too difficult to see the human figure, but most famous is Orion's belt, made up of three bright stars in a line. Once you've spotted his belt, have a go at finding the nebula in his sword. A nebula is a giant cloud of dust and gas in space. To find Orion's nebula, you might need to grab binoculars. Then look for his sword hanging from his belt. Can you see a swirling cloud of cosmic dust? Now, if you cast your eyes up to the hunter's broad shoulders, you will see a bright red star on the left. This is Betelgeuse, one of the brightest stars in the night sky. And if you travel down Orion to his left foot, you'll spot Rigel, another one of the brightest stars, which shines blue in the sky. As if that's not enough shining wonder from one constellation, you can follow Orion's belt downwards to the left, where it points to the brightest star in the northern hemisphere, Sirius, a star in the constellation of Orion's hunting dog, Canis Major. Sirius is so bright because it is only a mere 8.6 light years away. One light year is roughly 6 trillion miles. How long do you reckon it would take us to fly there? Put it this way, we'd need to live until we were over 13,500 years old to make it. Right, on we trot to our next starry destination.